interesting. You know, a lot of people throw Nick Saban's name out that there needs to be a commissioner for college football to fix these things, and people throw his name out there. But it's interesting to see, you know, somebody like Coach Saban and his thoughts on college football. And he was a lot more blunt than he has been in interviews that I've seen, you know, in a setting like that where he was like, this is ruining college football. And he talked about how he went to Congress and talked to congressmen about this and basically said, you know, we can't leave it up to a judge to make the final ruling to make sure college football doesn't get ruined. And, you know, he was a lot more bleak and negative than I've seen him talk about it before. And it's really, if you're a fan of college football, it's sobering and it's upsetting that pay for play, which is really what NIL has become. That's what he said. He was like, do not use the name, image, and likeness with me. It's pay for play. It's free agency. It's contract football. You have guys transferring not because, you know, for academic reasons or playing reasons. It's just because this team's going to write me a better check. And it's bad because, and he mentioned, you go to college to create value for yourself. You don't go to college to make money while you're in college to the highest bidder. It's not what college athletics
there
is.
There was a day when it was all about riding for the brand, and, you know, and a lot of players wanting to be a legacy, you know, following their dads who had played there before, or you grew up, you know, hearing Newt Rockne's speech, and now you wanted to be Rudy getting out there, you know, and playing the game. And I just look at it, and I agree. I think NIL is about to destroy one of the great institutions of sports in America, which is NCAA football.
Mm-hmm. And you got guys like Amari Nyblack, who was a tight end for Alabama, transferred to Texas, who walked into Saban's office and could be, you know, people are connecting the dots. This may be the player interview that Nick Saban said pushed him over the edge, and he retired about 30 minutes after because he walked in and asked for $1 million to run his YouTube channel to stay at Alabama. And Nick Saban, that was a bit of like the last straw of like, if this is what this is becoming.
I'd love to have been a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, how many push-ups and laps did he have to run at that point, you know?
But it's ruining college sports, so let's hope things change sooner or later.
Hey, by the way, do you know, I'm almost positive I know the answer to this, but Tuberville's against this too, right?
Oh, yes, 100%. And, you know, we need guys like Tuberville who are in Congress who are willing to step up and say something about this because his voice will hold a lot of weight being a former well-renowned college coach to say, like, something needs to be done and needs to be done now.
I think, is it Jim Jordan used to be a college wrestling coach, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a coach too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then you've got several others who played college sports that are there now. And then, of course, Tuberville leads the pack, in my opinion, with his experience between Auburn, Texas Tech, and all the rest of his career. Mm-hmm. And so if they don't start addressing NIL soon, it's almost to the point now, I'm not sure how you unwind it.
No. And that's the problem with the NCAA is they don't think ahead. They are reactive instead of proactive. And this is, you tie yourself in the knots like this and it's hard to undo them.
It's amazing they let it get in without having any safeguards on it as it is. Yeah. In fact, I still look at it and go, why'd you let it in at all?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was a court decision that allowed certain things to happen, but you should have grabbed the reins and said, okay, though, within the boundaries of the law, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And instead, all they've done is said, free for all.
Exactly. And and we could do a whole show talking about intricacies with that. It's a nightmare.
All right, brother. That was segment one. We're doing JP on sports. We need to find we need to get you a sound effect. JP on sports or something. But anyway, for right now, take a break. We'll do the break. We'll come right back. We'll finish up JP on sports. And this time we do the segment we call 2-Minute Warning. And he's literally got 2 minutes to give you what he thinks about different sporting events coming up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, so we are back for round two of JP on Sports. I'm just having to do it because we don't have that right now. But anyway, we're going to do something for you like that.
It's in the works.
Okay, this is the segment we call it the 2-Minute Warning. So you're going to have a series of 2 minutes to run with your story. You don't have to talk too fast. Get it all in at 2 minutes. And then the buzzer sounds literally at 2-minute mark if you don't get it done. All right, ready,
gotcha.
Go.
Well, this is in response to John from Huntsville wanting me to break this down. UNLV and Syracuse tonight. Interesting storyline with UNLV, by the way. I don't know if y'all have seen this, but they lost their starting quarterback over an NIL dispute. He decided to redshirt the rest of the season because apparently UNLV has not lived up to their end of the deal. So they are without their starting quarterback right after they broke into the top 25. I believe they were still able to, I think they have one game under their belt without him, so I think they were able to get a win still. But Syracuse is a good team. They have Kyle McCord, who was Ohio State's quarterback last year. So they have a veteran quarterback there. So I don't know. I believe Syracuse will pull out the win tonight just because UNLV is having to figure out, you know, we just lost our starting quarterback. What are we going to do? And, you know, Syracuse, like I said, having Kyle McCord and a veteran offense there, they're a lot better than people make them out to be, I believe. So I have Syracuse winning that one. I have the Big Orange making a push to be a top team in the ACC. Not the top team, but maybe making a push in a weak ACC conference this year besides Miami and Clemson. So I got Syracuse winning that one. With all the disgruntledness going on at UNLV, it's crazy. It's a nut show over there.
All of the disgruntledness. All right, you got that one in a minute 20.
Look at there.
You did good. All right, so reset the clock. Next two-minute round, what do you got?
Well, I'm gonna go away from college football for a second because it is playoff baseball season, and I don't know if any of you saw the Mets game last night where the Mets ended up winning off a 3-run home run in the top of the ninth inning to beat the Brewers and move on to the Phillies. So now we have the Mets-Phillies series. And every year you look for that one team that has momentum going into the playoffs because it's never the team that everybody expects to win the World Series. It's never the top ranked team. It's always a team that barely got in and then they get hot and then they beat the team that everybody thinks is going to win and then they get rolling. I think that could be this Mets-Phillies season or this series, excuse me. Although I hate to say it because I'm a Braves fan and I hate the Mets. The Mets look like they could be that team this postseason, the team that, you know, they barely got in the wild card. It was them and the Braves neck and neck to get in the wild card. And with that win against the Brewers and they're getting momentum going, I think the Mets – look out for the Mets to win the World Series this year.
Woo!
I think they'll beat the Phillies in this next series because the Phillies are having the problem that the Braves have had the last couple of seasons where they get in, they've clinched the playoffs like a month before, they have nothing to play for at the end, so they're kind of kicked back. They have a first-round bye, so they're kind of relaxed. And meanwhile, the Mets have been grinding and playing for something, and they're not sitting back on their heels fat and happy. So look out for the Mets to beat the Phillies in this next series and also to maybe make a push to be the World Series champion this year. I'm making that hot take right now.
Hot take in the two-minute warning. All right, so you got a few seconds left on that. What's the Mets' history with the World Series? Do you know?
The last time they won it was around the 2010s. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they have been struggling ever since. I mean, the Braves have won six straight NL East titles, so they've been struggling.
2 minutes. All right. Good enough. Let me reset the clock. Two-minute warning. We're in JP on Sports. Next 2 minute, what do you got?
Well, there's a sleeper game in college football, I believe, this weekend. College game day will be at this game. It's Miami at Cal.
Oh, game day is going to be there?
Yes, game day. So there's a couple of teams. There's like eight or so teams that game day has not been to yet this year. And they're kind of – or not this year, but they haven't been to yet in general. And they're scraping, you know, writing those names off the list this year. Cal is one of those teams. But I'm interested to see this game because, you know, it's at Cal in hostile territory. And everybody's riding high on this Miami team and Cam Ward, and rightfully so. But, you know, Cal went into Jordan-Hare and did beat Auburn, who – you know, Auburn, like I said, is better than their record shows.
Let's be honest, Auburn beat Auburn that day.
Auburn did beat Auburn that day, but Cal went in and put on a good performance. They were able to run the ball well. They had high time of possession. So, you know, although people are expecting Miami to come in and maybe roll over Cal, I don't think that's going to happen. I think Cal will give him a good game, but I am interested to see if Cam Ward can perform in games like these because, you know, if he's going to make a run for the Heisman like everybody's anticipating him to do, these tough road games, he needs to perform and play well against teams that, you know, theoretically he, quote, you know, Miami should be beating handedly. Those are normally the games where teams like this and Cam Ward struggle. So if Cam Ward and Miami can go put on a solid performance against Cal at Cal's stadium in Cal territory, Look for Miami to make a run to be one of the four byes potentially in the playoffs, because they don't play very many tough games after Cal. I mean, you look and they play Florida State and Florida, who those aren't good games anymore. Like those teams are struggling this year. So, you know, if Cal or excuse me, Miami can get through Cal and the rest of these away games, look for them to be a playoff team.
And did you just hot take Cam Ward in the Heismans?
Oh, yeah. He'll be a Heisman candidate for sure, Cam Ward.
All right, there it is. You hit it right at the two-minute mark. All right, that's good. I mean, listen, you got 3 2-minutes, you got three and out, and you got 3 2-minute warnings. I'm liking this JP on sports segment. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and say, since you're the production manager now for Right Side Media, you have to go ahead and get yourself an actual I'm going to go ahead and do my own hot take and say we're going to do JP on sports more often.
I'll do some research.
Get yourself your own like sound effect bump that we have to come into. JP on sports. All right, we're taking a break. We're coming right back, and I'm expecting a call, I believe, from James Sherrard, the U.S. Navy retired, whose 500-mile bike ride across Alabama should be starting up. He's doing the Bamarama 500. We'll hear what he has to say from his bike, I think. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.